Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and a retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, The Mustard Seed in Front of You.
The Gospel according to St. Mark. He said, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land, and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. Since the time of the scientific revolution and the age of enlightenment, humankind has markedly lost its belief in miracles. Replaced it with a desire to debunk miracles and ask for empirical explanations. And yet today, Jesus shows us that the miracle is not so much how it happens, but that it happens at all. My mother's name was Mary, and one of her favorite parables was today's story of the mustard seed. She loved to garden and could nurture plants with just love and water. Matter of fact, one time she ate a peach, looked at the nut and said, "I wonder if it will grow into a tree." So she planted it and nurtured it. Not only did it grow into a peach tree, but it bore fruit for many years. True story. I have empirical evidence. I saw it happen before my eyes. I ate the peaches. And yet the true miracle is not how it happened, but that it happened at all. How did my mother even think to try that? But she did. As I said, my mother Mary loved the parable of the mustard seed. And when I was about 7, she bought me a necklace from the church gift shop. I'm sure you've seen them. A small, clear glass bubble with a mustard seed inside. I loved that mustard seed necklace, and it always reminded me that for God, nothing is impossible. If a large tree can grow from such a tiny seed, surely anything is possible. Yes, I know there's biological explanations of how it happens, but there's still the miracle that it happens at all. There are miracles around us every day. Sometimes they are the ones we pray for. Sometimes they are the ones we never thought to pray for. Sometimes they are prayers not answered in the way we thought they should have been answered. But they are there. And our Lord tells us how to grow in faith, how to believe in miracles, and how to see them. How? By living every day, one step at a time, to accept the moment of life as it is. As the gospel says, it is as a man were to scatter the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. And yet he still plants the seed, he moves forward, and the miracle occurs. As the gospel says, occurs of its own accord, the land yields fruit, and when the grain is ripe,
He wields the sickle, for the harvest has come. The miracle has occurred. And by trusting, even though we don't know how it occurs, we are ready for the harvest. We are ready to accept the miracle. Recently, we had a really hard time in our family. My father is 92 and has COPD. There's no cure for it. And he had a flare-up and ended up in the hospital for 14 days. He almost died, but we brought him home through hospice care. And now he's recovering. He's living day to day. Has very much improved. He can take care of himself to quite a degree, and we do for him what he can't. But the miracle is that he's still here with us. He was ready to go home to the Father, but now he realizes he needs to wait until he's called. And in the meantime, he enjoys his prayer with the Lord. He enjoys his visits with the family. And like the farmer planting his seed, we don't know when the harvest time will come. But in a way, the harvest time can be seen in the day-to-day, and the love and the faith that my dad shares in his patient waiting. The mustard seed doesn't grow into a tree overnight. The kingdom of God is not about each miracle, but about knowing that miracles happen every day. Putting one foot forward, tending the garden daily, so that we can be aware of each miracle happening in front of us. Look around you today. I'm sure you will see many miracles happening right in front of you. God bless you all.